As if she were helpless, Teresa went to the chair King Joyce had indicated. She pulled it back, sat down, and focused her eyes on the checkerboard, all without risking a glance at Prince Cragen. If she met his eyes, she felt sure he would scathe her to the ground. The whole hall was focused on her. The air around her was heavy with alarm and doubt. But surely she wasn't helpless. If the mirror had created her, everything she believed about herself and her past might be an illusion. In that case, she belonged here. She had been created to be where she was, and the thing she had to do wouldn't be too much for her.
"You are mistaken, my Lord King."
Though he spoke quietly, Cragen's voice was as passionate as a shout.
"I understand you now. When I came to you as my father's ambassador and desired an audience, you determined at once to humiliate me. You chose this public occasion when I wished a private meeting. And you meant from the first to confront me with this."
He swallowed a curse.
"This game. You had it ready and waiting for your signal. Doubtless you have chosen the Lady Teresa of Morgan because in some way she increases the mockery. Really, my Lord King, I am surprised that you troubled to wait until I had explained my mission before beginning this charade. It is enough. I will return to the Aland monarch and inform him that you do not wish an alliance."
"You will not!"
The king's tone made the back of Teresa's neck burn.
"You will sit down and play."
"No."
"By my sword, yes. I am king in Mordant yet, and my will rules."
Before the prince or his bodyguards could react, Castellan Lebec gave a small signal. Around the balcony, archers raised their bows, pulled back the strings. All the arrows were aimed at Cragen.
"Treachery!"
one of the bodyguards spat. Fortunately, he retained enough sense to leave his sword in its sheath.
"Treachery, is it?"
rasped Castellan Lebec with evident relish.
"Keep a civil tongue in your head, or I'll have you fed to the hogs."